So welcome everyone to day 9 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Take a moment to just take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let go of the morning you've already had. Traveling, computer stuff. Organizing yourself to be here. Let yourself land in the middle of your own experience. And today we'll be letting go of generosity, not entirely, now that we have it under our belt, and moving on to a discussion of the next paramita, which is ethical conduct, which doesn't sound like as much fun as generosity. So for today, I wanted to invite you, even before we start to talk about the way that it gets talked about in the traditional wisdom teachings, I want to invite you to think about your own concept of what it means to you for ethical conduct. Because certainly it's hard to have a life of happiness and well-being when you're looking over your shoulder. And I want to invite you, because part of what we do in meditation is meet ourselves and meet our own experience and to start to trust our own experience and our own perception of the world inside and outside. So I want to start this big concept by just inviting you to consider your own moral compass. What are your deepest values? What are the ways in which you make decisions that move you towards your own sense of contentment and well-being? And I want to sort of encourage you to step back from concepts of good and bad and use more the concept of skillful and unskillful. Right? What are the skillful ways in which you behave in the world and that move you towards a sense of well-being and contentment? And then what are the ways in which you maybe behave that get in the way of your contentment and well-being? So if we want to frame it in that kind of way, what's skillful and unskillful for you, and that moral compass, how do you make those decisions? What are those deepest values that move you in that direction? So that reflection, just letting that be the ground of your practice, your ground of reflecting today in your practice, and as you go through your day, just noticing how you're making decisions, what's skillful and unskillful, what moves you towards well-being, and what sort of stands in the way of your well-being in terms of your own behavior. So, moving to the more formal practice, I invite you to take a posture that feels grounded to you. Feeling your feet on the floor, your seat on the seat, the whole weight of the body resting here. Maybe considering all the ways in which you're skillful in the ways that you relate to your body. Not causing harm to yourself or others. And then from that sense of being grounded, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. connecting to that natural human dignity, sense of worthiness, a sense of your own moral compass, and skillfulness in the world. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, so there's a sense of opening or softening in front, connecting to your tender heart, your sense of care for yourself and others, which is skillful in and of itself. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, and the warmth and connection of our practice together.